Blog Talk Radio.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in deep,
I'ma leave the
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, Cherie, and you are live in the studio with me, and welcome back to the Daily Dose. It is a good Monday morning, although I didn't think it was going to start that well. I had not slept, y'all. Like, I've been up. So many things have been racing through my mind. Not bad thoughts at all by any means, but it's just... I couldn't sleep. Like, tossing and turning was my thing. Like, nothing. And then I go and I pray over my daughter, and she just sleeping so peacefully, and just wrapped up in the blanket, just in a little. I said, look at this. I'm happy one of us is sleeping really good on this Sunday night. But I don't know how you guys start your day, but after I'm done doing my 30 minutes on this air, I am going to go spend some time with God, and I'm going to go get my mind right, and I am going to, as tired as I am and as exhausted as I am going to still give thanks for the day and spend some time with God this morning. So I hope you guys do the same. However you guys start your day, that just helps me get my mind right and helps me to go out in the world and do it with a smile on my face in spite of. So if you guys want to tell me how you guys start your day, what your guys' morning routines, check in with me, 619-527-6776, and let me know what is your morning routine. Like, quickly, is it the first thing you do is grab your phone and check your social media? Is the first thing you do is give God thanks for waking you up? Is the first thing you do get up and make yourself some coffee? Pretty much a lot of us get up and use the bathroom, one of the first things we do, but let me know. 319-527-6776. Okay, so I am, like, I just thought I got out of the studio, but I had to come back, right? So we did a 30-minute session, and the only thing you can hear is Bruno Mars singing, like, trying to figure this all out. So that's why my title is LOL, let me explain. So I'm back. Hey, here I am, because I had to come do a round two because the audio did not record, right? So I don't know if somebody, something is trying to silence me, but I rebuke you. In the name of this, because we're going to get this out one way or another, right? So I want to say recap, but I was just on there 30 minutes ago. But my opinion was asked about two situations, so I'm going to quickly go over that. But since I haven't come back in the studio and do this, my round two, I'm going to just go into what I really want to speak about, and I want to say a shout out to my sister, Miss Tasha Love. If you guys haven't heard of her, go check her out. We'll drop her info at the end, but Miss Tasha Love, she sent me something, and we stay in communication a lot. We talk about a lot of things, and encouragement works both ways, right? And you guys heard me talk about this in a previous show about having people that can pour into you and pour into them, right? And encouraging each other both ways, right? Things are definitely not one-sided, and this is a relationship that I definitely value. So shout out to you. You sparked this conversation after you sent the show to me to watch. I'm going to share it with you guys, and I'm going to give you guys my take from it and what resonated with me, right? But first, let's get through the topic that I was asked about. There's a two situation you guys should already know if you guys are the current news. The nurse that caused an accident and killed and shattered seven people life, and then the actress that caused an accident, although she didn't kill anybody, she destroyed someone's home. Well, I guess in a sense she did kill somebody, she killed herself. Why am I bringing this up? Well, people have inboxed me, and I keep telling you guys, if you guys want me to tell something, you guys want to have a conversation or add anything, you guys can email me GinaCherie@gmail.com. So I've been asked my opinion on both situations and how I view both situations. And this is my opinion. So we're going to go over that really quickly, and then we'll move on to our next thing. So the two, I'm going to make this short and as less vain as possible, I guess. I don't feel sorry for neither party, whether my words sound harsh or not. And I've told you guys in previous shows that there will be consequences, good or bad, for our actions. The action of the nurse, she was in unstable emotional, and she decided to get behind the wheel, and she decided to go 90 miles per hour in an area that was really maybe 35 and speed through a light, a red light, which caused a domino effect of seven people losing their lives. And not just talking about a dog. We're talking about a woman that was pregnant and on a child. We're talking about children that were in their car seats that lost their lives. And then it said that, you know, because of the fire that was caused because of the accident, that even when the fire department got on scene, that they had to hang back, and they said that there was nothing people can do to try to help save anybody from cars or what have you. And then you have an actress that just passed away. She was on dope. She had cocaine in her system, and she decided to get behind the wheel through a residential area, and she lost control of her vehicle. She slammed into someone's home, and her car caught on fire. She was later taken to the hospital. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe it said that the family had to pull the plug on her. I don't feel sorry for her either. But the way both situations were brought to light, you have one woman that was shown with her hair being unruly, and she was crying and showed in handcuffs, and showed being in the courtroom, and the headlines were totally different than this Caucasian actress. And so when I was going through TikTok, y'all know I like TikTok, and I was going through TikTok, and it kept talking about her and the actress, and they kept showing her as this wonderful, peaceful, just so loving and giving person, and how she was so beautiful, and she was now being showcased as a victim. I have a problem with that, because she was not a victim. She was the aggressor. She the cause of her own demise. So I don't feel sorry for you as a grown person that decided to fill their body with cocaine and then get behind a wheel and drive a car to the point where you cannot control it. You wasn't in control of your mind, your body, your spirit, or your car. So now your car has become a weapon that was used to run into somebody's home. Now, we keep talking about her as an actor and an actress, but we need to talk about the home that she destroyed. Now, the real victims here are the family, and thank God the family was not at the time of this this accident. And I'm not going to say accident because you were speeding out of control, and you caused this. So now you're being shown in the light like you want people, that people want to remember you as loving this great, awesome person. You was a crackhead, and you was filled up on dope that you got behind the wheel and ran your car into a home. Now, the family has to, they have home insurance, as they should, and but they're going to have to make accommodations because you decided to fill your body up with dope and then go and run your car into their home. Now, if we're going to talk badly about one, we will talk badly about the other. You don't get to show the nurse in a horrible light and then show the other one, the actress, as she's just some beautiful creature that just happened to get in a car accident. She caused it, just like the nurse caused the accident. Both of them are wrong. Both of them. Not one. And you might say, well, the nurse killed and took 7 lives. And I totally understand that, and my heart goes to every last that was in that accident. That, and I'm not gonna say for the victims it was an accident because they had no clue it was coming, right? But the nurse caused it, and I don't feel sorry for her. I've said in previous shows, consequence for our actions, good or bad, you need to be held accountable. So you crying and got tears in your eyes after the fact doesn't mean anything to me. There's not going to be any sorries that's going to mean anything because you caused this whole entire tragedy because you were upset with your boyfriend and you decided to get behind the wheel. Now, from my understanding, she was also involved in 13 prior accidents. 13 prior accidents. The hell were you even able to be in a vehicle and be on the road? And on top of that, was a nurse? Y'all, make all this make sense to me. But the facts still remain. Because you were emotionally unstable and you decided to get behind your wheel, and now your car and your actions became a weapon and you took the lives of 7 people, pregnant babies, husbands, wives, children, mothers, sisters, brothers. You had no care in the world for anybody else. You were that selfish that nobody else's life mattered to you for you to get behind the wheel and run a red light at 90 miles per hour. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel as though you should be given some type of sympathy. Made your bed and now you're about to lie in it. So miss me with the tears.
Yeah, I mean, your words sound harsh, and you may not know the whole story. And you're absolutely right. I don't know the whole story. I don't think anybody will know the whole story. But I do know that you decided to get behind the wheel, and you decided to run a red light, and you decided to play God that day, which took the life of 7 people. There's no justifying that. There's nothing that you can say that's going to make the situation worse. Sorry, I'm not going to bring back not one of the 7 victims. You're not a victim in this situation. The actress is not a victim in this situation. The actress was a crackhead that decided to get behind the wheel and drive her car where she did not have control, that led her to slam into someone's home, that led her car to be on fire. If we're going to down one, we're going to down both. Neither one of you have sympathy. So you guys can have my thoughts with my thoughts, whether you guys agree or not. So you guys can jump in and you guys can tell me how you feel. 319-227-6776. About maybe 12 minutes left on air. Disgusted. So the fact that there has to be 7 funerals because your piss poor decisions. Now the actress, her consequence was her own demise. If you wouldn't have doped yourself up with cocaine, and then what gets me is the headline said, the toxicology report states that she had a high level of cocaine in her system, but no alcohol. They said it as if, oh, it was just cocaine, but it was no alcohol. That makes it even better. And she was such a giving person. Yeah, she gave her a lot of drugs. So you're trying to paint this one as something it just bothers me, right? Say what it is. That actually was a kid that decided to get behind the wheel in a residential area and run her car into someone's home. She is not the victim. The homeowners, thank God they wasn't home, but now they have to come home to their house being destroyed and they have to figure out how to fix it and where they're going to stay in the meantime. So she met her own demise. Actions led to her death. So, and I spoke about this several times. When are we going to stop sugarcoating shit? We live in a society now that everything has to be sugarcoated because nobody wants to face the truth. The truth is, whether you like it or not, you have 2 selfish-ass women that thought about nobody but themselves, that caused tragic on both sides. So we're not going to say the nurse's sin was worse because she took 7 people. The entire event was horrible, both of them. Because they were so selfish. The only thing they thought about was themselves in their selfish moments. You guys don't have to agree. But you guys asked me my opinion. And because I couldn't stop thinking about this morning, I brought it. And I said, okay, well, You asking me, I keep thinking about it, so let me talk about it. You guys heard me say this before. Accountability. Where is it? On both ends. You in the courthouse talking about, I'm sorry. Yeah, you sorry, all right. You were so sorry to the point that your own little selfish needs and desires, because you was mad at your boyfriend, led you to take 7 people's lives. Yes, you are sorry. If you get 90 years, if you get 100 years, if you get, so I mean, basically that's life. Miss me with the tears. If I mess up, I will be held accountable for every action that we portray. There will be a consequence, good or bad. And we need to be held accountable. Look, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I make the wrong decisions. And I have to suffer the consequences. But by any means, this was not a mistake that you doped yourself up with drugs and then decided to get behind the wheel and drive your car where you had no control. It wasn't a mistake that you got in an argument with your boyfriend and you decided to get behind the wheel and go and run a red light and take people's lives. Those 7 people that tragically lost their lives had no idea that it was coming. Some were probably coming home from work, picking up their kids, or whatever, and had no idea that their life was about to be taken. So my sympathy goes to the 7 victims and their families, because you destroyed 7 families, and everybody in those 7 families that are affected by your actions. Lives of babies, unborn babies. So as you sit in the courtroom with tears in your eyes, you should have thought about what you did before you got behind that one decided to run this red light. And why people are crying over this actress that passed away. She died from her own admission. If she wouldn't have never hooked herself up drugs and got behind that wheel and ran her car into someone's home that caused her car to catch on fire, she wouldn't be dead today. So accountability, consequences for our actions. We all have to face it, no matter who we are. I don't care if you have a lot of money. I don't care if you have a little money. I don't care if you are the CEO. I don't care if you are the janitor. We all will have consequences for our actions. All will answer one day. So, shout out to the homeowners. They're the real victims. Shout out to all the families that were affected with the 7 deaths that occurred. Our hearts are with you. We are so sorry that the 7 families have to now bury their loved ones. That's where my sympathy goes. And I think that's all I have to say about that situation. So at the end of the day, there's several lessons that could be left with us. We don't know when the end is. 1 minute we're here, and then we'll be gone. So stop putting off things that you can do today. Stop thinking that you always have time. Because you just never know. So love harder. Go after your dreams. Mend broken relationships that need to be mended. Tell somebody you love them. Hug that person. Don't let a day go by without telling the people that you value, that you hold dear to you, that you love them, because you just never know. Be happy in the life that we have. If we're unhappy, seek therapy. Find a way. The other lesson, accountability. Accountability for your actions, for our actions. You're a big person. You can take accountability for the wrong that you've done and make it right. We all got things that we need to take accountability for. We all wrong somebody one way or another. Third lesson. Whatever we make in the world, good or bad, you will have a consequence to that action. I think that will sum it up. Once again, I will get to the next segment, tomorrow's morning show. We will come and talk about being happy with the few, and I will explain that. I'll give all the info for that later on today, but that's all I have, you guys. You guys ask my opinion, that's what it is. Whether you guys agree or disagree, that's my thought on it. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts, so keep up with me. Email me at hostgenasheree@gmail.com. Connect with me on Instagram, GSL_radio. So until next time, this is your girl, Gina Sheree, and you have been listening to The Daily Dose. Catch me every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 8:30, which is keep it 30 minutes. But I post everything. Connect with me. Go to my website, gsltalk.com. Connect with me here, blogtalkradio.com. /Gina Sheree. You can also catch me on Spotify. Support my show. You can definitely do. You can definitely catch me on anchor.fm/Gina764/support and support the show that way. If you guys want to continue this conversation, you guys can definitely contact me. The conversation doesn't have to stop. You can send me a message. DM me on my Instagram, GSL_radio. Until next time, this is your girl, Gina Sheree, and we are signing off on The Daily Dose. You guys have a blessed day.
I look too good to be alone.